The second reading today, St. Paul reminds us that we have been raised with Christ, and therefore he says we are to seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. What exactly does this mean? Well, on the day that we were baptized into the person of Jesus Christ. Being baptized into the Lord means that we are baptized into everything that is Christ. In a particular way, therefore, it has to do with our salvation. And so we are baptized into the death of the Lord, but also into his resurrection, and into his ascension, and into his glorification. Which means that spiritually speaking, in Christ, we are already seated at the right hand of God, if we are in the state of sanctifying grace. If that's the case, then St. Paul is saying, look, think of what's above, not what's on earth, because we are already spiritually there. How many of us even think about that? Now, I'm sure that if we took a poll and asked who wants to go to heaven and who wants to go the other direction, it would all be, I hope, 100% one way. But how much do we really want to get there is the question. And that's the real question that's asked in the scriptures today. It's one thing to be able to say, yeah, that's right, I should be thinking more about God. But the Lord makes very clear in the gospel just exactly what this is about. He said, when he talks about this man whose life is going to be required of him that very night, he said, this is the way it's going to be for those who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. Storing up treasure for ourselves is what America has been all about the last number of years. It's about money. It's about materialism. It's about playing on our pride. And really, what good is it all going to do? That's what we have to look at. We bought in so often to the lie that this is what it's all about. If we can have the bigger house or the fancier car or more junk, whatever it happens to be, that therefore we're better or we're more impressive or we're more cool or whatever it is. And so ask yourself the question that is right there in the gospel. If your life were to be required of you today, what would happen? St. Ignatius of Loyola, when he put together his spiritual exercises, the spiritual exercises are 30 days of silence. You just go off and there are topics for each day that you're to pray about. Day number one, your death. Why would he ask us to do something like that? Because it's a question of how you're going to live your life. Our life in this world is all about determining where we are going to spend eternity. And so that's why he asks us to look right at the very beginning of his spiritual exercises at what our death is going to be. And by that, I don't mean what are the circumstances of your death. Are you going to be in a hospital? Are you going to be at home? You're going to be in a traffic accident? Is it a car heart attack? That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the moment that you die, you're going to stand in front of Jesus as your judge. What's that going to look like? And so again, it'd be one thing to be able to say, oh yeah, 30 years from now, yeah, here's how that, it's like, no. If you were to die today, what would that look like? You're going to stand before the Lord and tell him how wonderful you are? Remember, the Lord talked about that with the Pharisee and the publican. Oh, Lord, you are so lucky that you created me and I'm not like that loser over there. That's not going to set too well. Lord, I had the biggest house in the neighborhood. Think he's going to be impressed? I had a fancy car and it cost a fortune. Where is it now? Well, it's back there because I couldn't bring it with me to heaven. Lord, I had $1 million in my bank account. Isn't that cool? He doesn't care. Even worse, if you wound up going the other direction, you're not going to impress anybody there either. Remember, in hell, you have no friends. People have this stupid, absolutely asinine idea. I want to go to hell because that's where all my friends are going to be. Then you better get some new friends, is all I can tell you. But in hell, there will be no friends. Zero. Everybody hates everyone. Absolutely 100%. So if you go down there and you say, hey, I was the CEO of this huge corporation, they're going to say, you're part of the reason we're here. I hate you even more. I had a fancier car than you. Well, that's even more reason for me to hate you. I had a bigger bank account. I really hate you now. You're not going to impress anybody in hell, and you're certainly not going to impress anybody in heaven. So why do we spend so much time trying to impress everybody here? We can't take it with us. And anybody who would have been impressed by us here won't be in either of those two places. So we need to really look seriously at this question, because our society is all about materialism and about money. And therefore, it's exactly what our Lord talks about. People who store up treasures for themselves. America is all about selfishness. Heaven is all about charity, selflessness. And so we think, for whatever reason, that we just need more. And if you listen to these people, that's actually the way that they'll say it. I need this. Well, there are some things you need. You need some food, you need clothes, and so on. But even that, look at it. Well, I can't wear that. That was last year's fashion. Really? You spent a fortune for it, and now you can't wear it because it's already a couple of months too late. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. All things are vanity. This is the wisest man in the world that said that, as he looked at all the things that he had done, recognized it was all vanity. What good is it? Really, when you stop and think about it, all we can say is I jumped on the gerbil wheel again today, and I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran and I ran. And what do I have to show for it? Well, the gerbil wheel went around a few times. Big deal. So we have to ask ourselves, why do we do what we do? The purpose of work is to support your family. If that's what you're doing, praise God. If it's to pad your bank account, not so cool. If it's to be more impressive, it's not going to work. If it's to get more material junk, it's going to lead us the wrong direction. You see, the thing that we have to understand is none of these things that we've talked about are in and themselves evil. But it's as St. James says, that it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's not the money. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. And then you can just extend that out to all the materialism and any other kind of selfishness that you can put in there. So ask yourself at this point, how much have I stored up as far as treasure in heaven goes? How much have I stored up in what matters to God? And how much have I stored up in what matters to me or to other human beings? Because that's what Jesus is telling us to look at. When we look at that point of needing more, always wanting more, Jesus said in the gospel, take care to guard against all greed. But St. Paul made it even more poignant because he said, greed is idolatry. I need this. I just made it into a little god. I have to have this. What do we really need to have? Very little. As I like to remind people, go and look up in your attic, down in your basement, out in your garage, or if you're like many Americans, in your storage facility. Because all those things that you absolutely had to have and you could not live without them are now in your garage or up in your attic or down in your basement or stored in your facility, because you can't get rid of them either. I still have to have it. So I'll put it in storage because I need it. Do we really? We need it so badly that we put it in storage? And then we'll pay so that it can sit there and never get used? Think about these things. We don't need a lot. We look at the saints, and they just lived simple lives. They wore worn-out clothes. They lived poverty because their focus was on God. They didn't care about the rest of the stuff. Now, I'm not saying that's what you have to do. I'm just simply saying, where's the focus? Is the focus on God and the things of God, or is the focus on money and materialism and self and the things of this world? Because St. Paul reminded us, think of what is above, not what is on earth. Ask yourself as you look at your day, how much time out of my day do I actually spend thinking about what is above? And how much of my day is focused on the things of earth? A lot of it is just what we're doing now, not thinking about being with God. So what is important to God? What's important to God, first and foremost, is you, your soul. Secondly, that you become a saint. I have pointed this out for decades now, and it's still a mystery to me. Why, when our kids are little, do we read them books about the lives of the saints? Then they get a little older, and essentially we say, but don't do that. Here, these are the heroes that we'll hold up for you, but no. I don't want my kid to be a saint. I want my kid to be rich. I want my kid to have all the worldly things. I want my kid to be successful. Mother Teresa said that the only people who are a success in this world are the ones who succeed in getting to heaven. And the only ones who are a failure in this world are the ones who fail to get to heaven. So again, something for us to think about. Remember listening to a talk a number of years back, given, if I recall correctly, by this guy named Forbes, you know, from the very wealthy Forbes family. And this guy literally stood up in front of this whole crowd of people, and he said, where I am going, I'm going to need an air conditioner and a really, really, really long extension cord. Like, right. Just like Dives saying to Lazarus, and to the Lord, send Lazarus down to dip his finger in the water and put it on my tongue. It's like, sorry, in hell there won't be any air conditioning, and there's no electricity to plug in your air conditioner anyway. We need to think seriously about this, because it has eternal consequences. And that's what our Lord is trying to point out. That's what St. Paul is trying to point out. Even when we listen to Solomon talking about the fact that all things are vanity, as he's looking at it again, and you look at it and go, well, what good is it all ultimately if I'm going to leave it all behind? Again, not that the things are evil. There are some things that are, but assuming that you don't have anything that's evil, how much do we really need? Are we attached to these things? Are we filled with greed that I need more, have to have more? That's what gets in the way. The Lord is looking at what's in the heart. That's why I say He wants your soul. He's interested in you. He's not interested in your money. He's not interested in your material things. He's not interested in it. He's interested in you. And since this life is all about where we're going to spend the next, it's all about making the decision and the choice of where we're going to spend eternity, then we need to look very, very seriously at this question. Are the things of my life leading me closer to God, or are they leading me away from God? Are the things in my life selfish, or are they selfless? Are the things in my life all about getting more, or are the things in my life about loving God and neighbor more? Heaven is going to be about charity. Hell is all selfishness. And we live in a selfish society. We live in a materialistic society. And therefore, there's a lot of pressure pulling us the wrong direction. And so what seems to be a pretty easy thing is not, or a pretty obvious thing is not. So maybe it brings us right back to the point that our Lord made in the Gospel, the point that St. Ignatius of Loyola recognized as so important that it's the very first thing that he asks us to meditate on if we're going to do the spiritual exercises. And maybe it's something every one of us needs to think about very seriously today. If your life was required of you today, what would that look like when you stand before the Lord? If something needs to be changed, change it. Because there is nothing in this world that is worth losing heaven over. Nothing. So if there's something that's keeping you from heaven, get rid of it so that you can be on the right track and no longer store up the things of this world for ourselves, but store up treasure in heaven, the treasures that truly matter to God.